Thank you. So in addition to all these important substantive issues, which will be reflected in our final report of the two co-chairs, together with all the contributions by the panelists and together with the special rapporteur, we very much thank also all the panelists for their contributions at the beginning of each of the four panels. Now I would like to reflect also on minority issues in general and on the forum as a platform for dialogue on minority issues. What we have been reminded of over the past 2 days is the notable presence of socioeconomic and other forms of inequalities, the still too frequent perception of minorities as a problem rather than an integral and valued part of our diverse societies, providing the basis for exclusive policies, this problem, often securitizing minorities and minority issues, and misunderstanding of the substance of minority rights that go and need to go beyond prevention of discrimination, as the special rapporteur explained in detail in his opening speech yesterday. Exclusion, inequality, abuse, violence against persons belonging to different minorities all cause frustration, detachment, and lead to disintegration rather than cohesion of societies. Importantly, cohesion will not be achieved by imposing one language and one culture upon everyone living in a state. It is a problem that we still witness, with such identity politics and policies. These identity politics and policies are reflected also in the socioeconomic field, and in particular in access or lack thereof to effective participation of persons belonging to minorities in socioeconomic field. What we have also been reminded of by so many speakers is a general absence of the formal permanent space for advocacy for minority rights within the UN. This is truly a pity, as this absence leaves us a lot of space for marginalizing not just minorities and persons belonging to them, but also marginalizing minority rights as human rights. The issue of the fate of minorities, or the promise of the United Nations, the General Assembly, back in 1948, not to remain indifferent to the fate of minorities, thus has many dimensions and many forms. Not only do we need to understand them, but we need to understand diversity within minorities, hence different needs, interests, and concerns. We have heard many calls for understanding intersectional issues persons belonging to minorities face. And finally, we hope that states will be able to understand that the fate of minorities is about the fate of their people at home, whose potential is not recognized or realized. Actions against persons belonging to minorities or against minorities themselves, or prevention of such actions by other individuals, in person or online, through actions or hate speech, all this is neither rational nor reasonable. And above all, it is not about dignity for all, but only for some. As a human being and an independent expert on minority issues, I'm hoping that this forum and the 75th anniversary of both resolutions, the one with the Universal Declaration on Human Rights and the one titled The Fate of Minorities, will give us enough courage to understand what is really at stake on the ground right now. I trust our minority issues are in the good hand of the permanent, of the special rapporteur, and the forum as the only place for minority advocacy, for advocacy for minority rights. I thank you all for cooperation during these past 2 days, and I pass the floor back to my co-chair, Elena.